What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for being here as always. And this week, we are going to be diving into our episode that is all about the power of a shitty plan. And yes, you heard me correctly. We're talking about the power of a shitty plan and how imperfect planning and ditching your perfectionism can lead to great results in your life. And it's going to be an exciting one. If you have been looking to achieve something in your life, but you've been sitting on the edge, teeter-tottering, sitting in action, this is going to be an action where we really start to talk about how can you actually begin to make the things you want in your life a reality through creating and executing on something I like to call a shitty plan. And so before we dive into the goodness, I just want to encourage you that if you have not yet, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you can join us every single week on this show as we bring you new episodes, insights, and conversations to help you create a life full of fulfillment, passion, and happiness. And so hit that subscribe button. Go do it right now. Take 2-3 seconds, however long it takes. And let's dive in now to creating and really understanding this idea of the power of a shitty plan. Now, in part of my life, this idea of creating a shitty plan is something that's helped me move forward over and over and over again. From the first time that I wrote a speech and wrote a shitty speech to getting my job with Tony Robbins and putting together a shitty plan to make it happen, creating shitty plans have continued to yield results over and over and over my life. And even to this moment in my life right now, I'm actually working on a new keynote that I am creating for the corporate world, for different companies inside of the corporate space. And part of bringing that new keynote to life is, again, me going into this place of saying, okay, I know the end result that I want to create. What's a shitty plan I could create today so that I move forward in that direction? Now, what a shitty plan is it's a rough draft. It's a first draft that you put together to allow yourself to move closer towards a result and a goal that you have for your life. That could be a result you have and a goal you have for your health. That could be a goal that you have for a relationship, to get into a relationship or something in your current relationship. That could be a goal that you have professionally, whether that's in a career or making a career change. It could be something for your own business. But it's a first draft and a rough draft that's going to allow you to get closer to that goal that you have for your life. And really what it does is when you create a shitty plan, it allows you to shut off the part of your brain which is called perfectionism. Now, I don't know about you, but I know in my own life, I've had numerous times where I have wanted things to be perfect. I do not deny it. I am to this day a recovering perfectionist, where sometimes I want everything to be so perfect, so in place before I do anything. And I've learned to catch myself when I do this now to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. There are some benefits to perfectionism. I want things to be good, right? I want things to be polished. But at the end of the day, there's also some negative sides that if I really wait for things to be perfect, you and I both know that nothing really ever is perfect. So when we begin to create a shitty plan, what it does is it shuts this perfectionism part of our brain off, right? If we just are making a shitty plan, well, then we don't have to wait for things to be perfect because, well, it's just a shitty plan. So what I want to ask you is we're going to create a shitty plan in just a moment for your life. And I want you to ask yourself, what is a goal that you would like to achieve, let's say in the next 90 days or some result goal you would like to achieve this year? And you could reflect back on some of your New Year's goals. Yes, I know we're a few months into the year. Maybe you forgot about some of those things, But what is a result that you want to achieve in your life? And I want you to get clear on that. Again, it could be for your health. It could be for a relationship. It could be for some other aspect of your life. But what we want to do is once you have the goal in which you want to achieve, we want to start to create a shitty plan in order to get you to that result. Now, how we create a shitty plan is once you know the result that you want, what is a shitty plan that you could create literally today? What's a shitty plan you could create in the next hour, maybe a couple hours, depending the goal that you're going after? But what's a project that you could create? What's a shitty plan that you could create today that's going to allow you to get one step closer to that result? That's it. What's a shitty plan you could make to get you one step closer to that result that you want to achieve in your life? Now, what you'll notice is as you start to create this plan, there's going to be part of your brain that goes, well, I don't quite know how this would, or I don't know how to do that, or I don't, what if this is wrong? Anytime some internal chatter starts to pop up of I don't know it, or it's imposter syndrome, or it's fear, or it's judging yourself, or whatever it is, anytime that starts to pop up, all you need to do to shut down the chatter is just go, well, you know what? This is just a shitty plan. So if it's just a shitty plan, I mean, if it's a shitty plan, this is what I would do. And it allows you to shut all that chatter off and continue to move forward to make some sort of a plan, right? So create that plan. And then once you create that plan, what you want to do and what you'll also notice is sometimes that shitty plan is something that's going to make you a little bit uncomfortable, right? It's something that's going to maybe push you to do something that you haven't wanted to do. That's why you haven't done it yet. But what you want to understand is if it's something that's uncomfortable, the truth, and we've all heard it, is that where we really grow in our life and where the things we really desire in our life live is outside of our comfort zone. That's where they live. Now, let me ask you this. Has there ever been a time in your life where you took some sort of action in your life and it really required you to muster up some courage? Like it really required you to pull something from within you. Have you ever had one of those moments? And if you have, I want you to ask yourself this second question. And the second question is, was that uncomfortable action that you took, that thing that really required you to muster up some courage, did that action go on to be a game changer for your life? Right? Maybe it was the uncomfortable action to do something in your business. Maybe it was the uncomfortable action to talk to that girl or guy. Maybe it was that uncomfortable action to start your business, whatever it was, to make a career change. But oftentimes what you'll notice, and this is what I've seen from working with so many people and asking this question over and over, is that it's the uncomfortable actions that produce the biggest results. So you want to understand that there's a correlation and that it's okay that as you make a shitty plan, there may be a little bit of discomfort that comes up to the surface. But again, all you need to do to shut those things down is go, well, it's just a shitty plan. So, you know, if all that chatter's here, it's okay. You know, it's just a shitty plan. And then you continue to create this shitty plan. All right. So that's the first two steps. Figure out what is a goal you want to achieve. The second step is what is a shitty plan that you could create to get you one step closer to that result. And then the third thing, and one of the most important things when it comes to uncovering the power of a shitty plan, is the third thing you must do now that you have the plan is you must begin to schedule it. You need to schedule when you're going to execute on this shitty plan. I used to have a mentor and he would say this all the time. He'd go, Stu, if you show me your calendar, I'll show you your results. If you show me your calendar, I'll show you your life. And what we want to understand is that the moment you actually schedule something, it becomes real. The moment you schedule something in your calendar and you say, you know what, next Tuesday at 5 p.m., I am going to execute this shitty plan. If you schedule it, now it becomes real. So what I want you to do is take a second, literally right now, and pause this audio and schedule when are you going to execute on that shitty plan for your life. It could be, again, for your health. You could say, you know what, I want to get healthier and I don't really know what to do at the gym, but my shitty plan is to just go to the gym and just be there and lift some dumbbells, do a couple curls, go on the treadmill for 10 minutes. That's going to be my shitty plan. And you say next Tuesday at 5 p.m., I'm going to go execute that shitty plan. And maybe that's your shitty plan and that's when you schedule. Maybe it's something for your business, your career. But again, you have to begin to schedule it. What's up, my friend? I wanted to jump in here real quick and share with you something that has been a huge game changer in my life lately. If you know me, you know that I'm someone who's always looking for the next thing that helps me get just dialed in, focused, be massively productive, and really just get in this state that I like to call a flow, where your brain's talking to the right parts, things are connecting, and you are in just really this beautiful flow throughout your day. And recently, I came across a company that has been helping me with this in a huge way, so that I don't go through the day and have confusion. I'm not going through the day and, you know, doing the little squirrel thing where I know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm squirreling to something else, or just being distracted and not dialed in really. And the company, it's called Magic Mind. I was introduced to it through a good friend of mine. And now I want to introduce it to you, a good friend of mine. And really what Magic Mind helped me do, it's this little 4 ounce, like elixir shot that you take in the morning. You can take it with your coffee. That's personally what I do. And what it does is it helps you start to get in that state of flow. Literally, that's exactly what it does. A few of the ingredients that I'll share specifically that actually are like the process behind what it's doing is one of the big ones that it has in it is matcha. And matcha, really what it does is it contains much, much, much less caffeine than coffee. But what it does is, interestingly enough, and I just learned this recently, it has a compound in it called catechins that basically extend the benefit of caffeine by slowing your body's ability to absorb it. So essentially what matcha is in a nutshell is it's like nature's extended release version of caffeine. And on top of that, it has something called Bacopa manieri, if I'm saying that correctly. And what that is it's a nootropic that improves your attention span, your ability to process and learn new information in your memory. So long story, all of those different things that I said, really, it just helps you get into a state of flow, be more productive, be more focused, and really just dial in for your day. And so because this has had an impact on my life, I asked the company if they would do something special for our listener. And honestly, they're going to do something just super, super cool, which is if you have an interest in, you know, learning about Magic Mind, you want to be more productive, you want to be more focused, you want to be more dialed in, and you want to find that state of flow for your own life, they're gonna basically hook you up for listening to the show and give you 56%, yes, I said that correctly, 56% off of your first subscription order. And if you just wanna do a one-time order, they'll give you 20% off. You can do either way, whatever works best for you. And all you need to do is if you go to magicmind.co, so not com, but .co/direction, and you enter the code direction20 at checkout, you will get both of those discounts. Again, the website is magicmind.co/direction, and just enter the code direction20 at checkout and you'll get 20% off your first time order or 56% off your first subscription order. And truly, from my heart to yours, my friend, I really do believe this will help you in life. I hope you believe it'll find direction, get clarity, and live in that state of flow, which honestly, life is so much better and so much more fun when you're living in a state of flow. So go check that out. Go dive into the link. Go check the product out. Use the discount and let me know how you like it, my friend. Back to the show. Now, once you've scheduled it, the fourth piece, you know what's coming here, is the fourth piece is that you have to actually go execute that plan. So when Tuesday at 5 p.m. comes next week, you need to go execute the shitty plan that you've created. And remember, again, if you go, well, you know what? I might go to the gym and look like an idiot, or I might, you know, not quite get everything that I want, or and the chatter comes in, the self-doubt, the fear, whatever. All you need to do, again, when it is time to execute, is you just tell yourself, well, you know what? It's just a shitty plan. So let me just go execute on this shitty plan because, well, you know what? It's just a shitty plan. And then you go execute on it, all right? That is number four, massively important. And then the fifth piece here, which is so crucial, in continuing to build momentum is the fifth thing that you have to do is after you get it, go execute on that shitty plan. So let's say you go to the gym next Tuesday at 5 p.m., you lift a couple dumbbells, maybe you don't do it perfectly, but hey, you did it and you executed on your shitty plan. The fifth piece, which is so crucial, is you have to celebrate your shitty plan. You have to celebrate. So once you come back from the gym, whatever it is, give yourself a hug, put your favorite song on for 3 minutes and dance, whatever it is, do something to celebrate that you just executed on your shitty plan. Now, what it does when you begin to celebrate is it begins to trigger dopamine in your brain. It begins to send a signal to your brain that goes, whoa, it felt good to do that shitty plan. And you know what happens when something feels good? It makes you want to do it again, right? If you think about the first time a baby walked or the first time a baby attempted to walk, when a baby stood up and they grabbed a table and their legs are wobbling and they're shaking and they go to let go of the table and try and take their first step and fall to the ground, what begins to happen around them? Everyone around them comes up to the baby and goes, oh my God, you almost took a step. Good job. Amazing. Incredible. You almost did it. And it triggered your brain to go, wow, people applaud me for, you know, trying to take a step, to trying to walk. So let me get up and let me try to do it again. And that's how most humans begin to walk, is because we go through this process of people celebrating us for just trying to do the simple act of walking. But imagine for a second, if instead of people applauding that baby when it tried to take its first step, imagine that baby stood up on its leg, it grabbed that table, its legs are shaking, it goes to take its first step and it falls. Imagine if everybody came around that baby and went, oh my God, are you kidding me? That was so pathetic. That was so unbelievably horrible. You didn't even take a step. Like, you tried and you didn't even do it. You're pathetic. I can't believe you couldn't even walk. Imagine people did that to the baby. What would the baby do? Never walk. If that is the way we reacted as we tried to learn to walk in this world, none of us would be walking. And yet, this is the approach that some of us take as we're trying to go towards a goal in our life. Just like the first time you tried to take a step and you didn't know how to do it, you fell and you stumbled and you got up and you learned to try again because you celebrated the small victories. If you got hard on yourself, you would have never done it. Yet that's what many of us do, is we try to accomplish things in our life. We're trying to do something for the first time and we stumble and we fall and we look at ourselves in the mirror and we go, are you kidding me? That was pathetic. That was horrible. That was so bad. But the reality is, as you learn anything, the first time you try it, you are going to be bad. You're not going to be incredible. You're not going to be amazing. But what I want you to do is, as you take that first step, I want you to look your mirror in the next time. And even though your legs were wobbling, even though you took a first step at the gym and you fell and maybe it wasn't perfect, it wasn't beautiful, God damn it, you still tried. You still tried and attempted to go to the gym, to do the thing for your business, to do the thing for your career, to try to find someone that you wanted to be in a relationship with. You still tried to do something to put you in the direction of that goal that you wanted. So what you have to do next time you look in the mirror is, regardless of how poorly that thing you executed on was executed on, I need you to look yourself in the mirror and celebrate it. I need you to look yourself in the mirror and go, God damn it, you did it. You took some sort of action and I want to celebrate that. I want to applaud you for that. I want to congratulate you on that. We have to begin to start applauding ourselves for the attempted actions we take to get to the life we want, rather than only applauding us for perfect execution and for perfectionism. So I hope you can feel the passion in my voice, but after you execute on this plan, the fifth piece that is so important is you have to celebrate yourself for taking some sort of action, because 99.9% of the world never takes action. They sit there waiting, wishing, wanting a perfect plan to come to their life and never doing anything. And therefore, they never get to a place that they actually want. They never get the result because they never took an action and tried. So if you said, I'm going to make a shitty plan, and you made it and you executed on your shitty plan, my friend, you have to begin to celebrate that deed. You have to celebrate taking that action. You have to, right? That's step five, massively, massively important. And then the sixth and the final step is once you've executed that shitty plan, once you've applauded yourself for taking it, the next thing you must begin to do is, number one, you have to schedule your next shitty plan. You have to schedule the next one. That's the way that we begin to build momentum. So let's say you went to the gym and you 5 p.m. Tuesday, you got there, you lifted a few dumbbells, you went, man, it was a shitty plan and I executed on it, and you got home and you celebrated. Now what you need to do is go, okay, when's the next time I'm going to execute on my shitty plan? And you go, you know what? Why not Thursday at 5 p.m. I'm going to go execute on my shitty plan again. And then what you do is, once you schedule it, you want to refine your process. So all you do is you schedule, you say, next Thursday, I'm going to do my next shitty thing, my next shitty plan. And then you refine it. You go, okay, what went well last time? What didn't go well? What could have gone better? So that next time you get to the gym on Thursday, you create a new shitty plan for next Thursday, and then you execute on that shitty plan. And that's the process. And then you just continue to rinse and repeat. And if you do that over and over and over, I promise you, down the road, you're gonna start to find yourself achieving the results that you have for your life. That's what it boils down to. It is so powerful when you commit to creating a shitty plan for your life and executing on it. So one more time, I wanna go over this with you so we get it packed up nice and beautifully so you can take this, leave with this, and start to execute on this in your life. So what we wanna do when it comes to the power of a shitty plan is, number one, I want you to ask yourself, what is a goal that you wanna achieve in some area of your life? The second part is, ask yourself, what is a shitty plan that you could create today that's gonna get you one step closer to achieving the result that you want in your life? Then the third step is, you gotta schedule your shitty plan. So now that you have the shitty plan, you've written it out, you've created it, you have to schedule it, right? If you don't schedule it, it never happens. Once it's in your calendar, it becomes real. So number three, schedule your shitty plan when you're gonna go do it. And then the fourth thing is, then you gotta go do the shitty plan. Right? A shitty plan with great execution is what we want to do. So take that shitty plan, go do it. And then the fifth step, a massively important step, is celebrate yourself for executing on your shitty plan. That's number five. And then finally, number six is, you want to schedule your next shitty action, your next shitty plan. And then you're going to refine what went well in your initial shitty plan, what could have gone better, and what maybe didn't go so well. And then finally, you're going to create a new shitty plan for the next time that you've scheduled. And that's it. So what I want you to do as we wrap up for today is, again, I really want you to ask yourself, what's a shitty plan that you need to create in some area of your life? It could be your health. It could be your relationship. It could be for your career, for a business that you want to start. What's a shitty plan that you need to create today? I know I'm talking to some of you today. Some of you, you've been going, okay, I know that I have this business idea and I want to create it and I want to do something for it, but I've been waiting for perfectionism. If I'm talking to you, if that's you right now, it's time to create a shitty plan for that business. If you've been going, you know what? I want to get my health to a certain place, but I've been waiting for perfectionism. I'm speaking to you. What is the shitty plan you're going to create for your health? If you're listening to my voice and you're going, you know, I really want to get in a relationship, but I've been waiting for everything to be perfect. And I've had all this chatter pop in my mind of how it's not going to work, how I can't find someone, how it takes so much work, yada, yada, yada. What's your shitty plan for starting to move towards being in a relationship? Maybe you're looking for a career change. You don't know everything. You don't know the perfect next step. What's a shitty plan you could create to get you a little bit closer? Make a shitty plan. Execute on it beautifully. And I promise you, things in your life are going to change. This has changed my life, having a shitty plan over and over and over. And until, I'm going to guess, the day that I die, I will continue to create shitty plans in my life over and over and over. And it's going to turn into some really beautiful things because it's allowed me to turn off the perfectionism part of my brain. It's allowed me to actually act towards creating the life that I desire. So go out, create a shitty plan, execute on that shitty plan. And I would love to hear from you on what that shitty plan was and if there's anything I could do to support you. So if you want to connect, feel free to find me. I am on Instagram everywhere. It's Stu Massengill, Stu Massengill. And let me know, what is your shitty plan? What's the shitty plan you're going to create today to move the needle forward in your life? If you have not already, I want to ask you to subscribe to the show. If you're enjoying today's episode, you want more content like this in your life, hit the subscribe button so you can join us every single week on this show. And if you have a friend that you know has been kind of waiting for perfectionism, I guess we could say, I want to encourage you to send this episode to them. And also, if you're on social media, tag us on Instagram, right? You could tag me at Stu Massengill. You could tag us at Finding Direction Podcast on Instagram as well. And we would love to hear any takeaways that you've had from today's episode. And of course, what that shitty plan is for your life. So other than that, my friend, have a wonderful, beautiful, outstanding rest of your day. And if you do not want to go anywhere, don't feel like you have to. I know I have another episode coming up right after this, and you are more than welcome to stick around for that. All right, my friend, until next time, I will talk to you soon. Take care.